This call is being recorded.
I am Saint Germain. I bring to you the violet flame. But I represent the violet flame, just as you are each one that violet flame. You're all bringing this in together, all of us as one, bringing the light, bringing the oneness, bringing these changes and shifts and all of this in consciousness that is continuing on. And I am here this time to bring you news. News, yes, that is happening, that you are beginning to see more and more. But this news is going to increase greatly. These happenings, these changes, these shifts, are going to continue to happen just as they are in the process now. You have heard for a very long time now of mass arrests. You have heard that the shift in consciousness is going to come about and bring these great changes, which will culminate in these mass arrests. For this has to happen. It cannot be held back. And those of the dark forces have realized that they are finished. As Archangel Michael said recently, many opportunities have been given to those to turn toward the light. They have received many chances, but they have thwarted each one, each advance that has moved toward them. They have pushed away because they know only one thing. They know only service to self. They are not aware at all about service to others. As those of you, the light workers, light warriors, light sharers and bearers, you are the ones that are coming to understand now more and more of this idea and concept of service to others. Because you have all been a part of this before. You have all done this before. So it is time now for the entire population to begin to awaken more and more. And you are the ones that have been anchoring the light and sharing the light. And because of you bringing this light in and holding it here, you are the ones that are allowing for this continuing process to occur. Without you, we would not be able to make much of a change here. But because of all of you, we are able to make inroads into the changes that are necessary in this process. And these changes are coming very rapidly. You are beginning to see this more. There are going to be many arrests that are going to happen. Many are going to be indicted, and many are at this point, and more are coming. Many more are coming. And you are only at this point still seeing the lower realm, you might say, the lower rungs of the ladder, but you are going to begin to see more and more of those ones at the upper echelons of the what you call the elite. They are going to be taken out of the picture, and that is strongly in process now. So all you need to know is that everything is happening exactly as it needs to, exactly as we have all been saying it is going to happen. And the belief process that is necessary for you is something that you need to more and more continue to believe in. Believe in that belief process. Believe that you can make the difference. Believe that you can change the very molecular structure of your body whenever you need to, whenever it is necessary, as well as helping to change the molecular structure of others who are also in need. And as you have come to understand, yes, it is a belief process that is necessary here. Intention is one thing, but you must have the belief. That is the belief to be able to change your DNA, to change your structure within you, to make those shifts and changes within you. All of this is possible because you are the power. You are the ones that are holding this. You are the God creator within each of you. The source of all is within every single one of you, every single one of us. And the more and more you continue to understand that, the more that you will find yourselves one day there, right at the threshold of the ascension. And this is where you are headed. This is what you are working toward. So all you need to know, or all you need to continue to do, is just keep on doing those things you are learning to do. Do not be concerned about whether you are doing them or not doing them, whether you are following through or not following through. Everyone, and I do repeat this, everyone that is resonating to these kinds of words, to these understandings, everyone will move through this ascension process. It cannot be so that it cannot be. So all you need to do is keep on doing those things you are being trained to do. And even more importantly, those things that you have known to do all along, because it is within each of us to move through this process and continue to have this ascension. And as you have heard many times, the ascension can no longer be stopped. They have tried many times, many different ways to hold the ascension off, but even they knew that it would not be able to be possible. They only attempted to hold it off. They attempted to change the timelines, all of these things. But in reality, they are up against a force that they cannot even understand themselves. I am Saint Germain. I leave you now with all of my peace and love, and that the violet flame continues to merge and shift and change everything within you as it purges out all the old and brings on the new. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. Wonderful to be here with you, and so looking forward to those changes that are coming, are you not?
Yes.
And are you also looking forward to those changes that are coming during your advance?
Yes. Yes.
For there are going to be many shifts and changes that are going to occur as a result of this. We have been planning this, you have heard this, we have been planning this for some time, and we are working toward bringing about some major happenings, you might say. Now, that is not to get your ego involved and that you are special or anything of this nature, although you are pretty special, special at least to us. Maybe not to yourselves all the time, but you are special to us. And we are ready to take you to the next level based on where you are in that moment as you come to this advance. And we say come to, that does not necessarily mean you need to be there in person, although, of course, that is always the recommended way. But as you are understanding, there is no time and space, so you can be wherever you are and still participate at a very high level. And whatever energies are received by those in attendance in their physical bodies, those of you, wherever you are attending, we will also receive those energies as well as the various experiences that are planned and the fun that is going to be had there. And I emphasize that. So what questions do you have for one who serves? Nothing? Okay. Oh, that's right. Is everyone back on the phone here? Can you hear us?
I think we,
or can we hear you?
This is Charles. I can hear you. I think we might need to unmute everybody.
Moses, are you out there? Moses?
Yes. Greetings, everyone being unmuted at the moment.
Feel like I'm creator on the mountaintop, calling to Moses. Moses. From your Ten Commandments movie? Charlton Heston? We find all this within the James here, of course. We have not watched the movie ourselves, just so you know. Although we do watch some movies, you would be amazed. We actually do get into that sometimes.
This is
Hello,
Susan.
The one who says,
I have a question for you.
Yes.
It's kind of a two-part question. Are some of the cabal from the Third World Order? And the second part is, what part does Oprah Winfrey play in all of this, because she was close friends with the Obamas?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, it is not Third World Order. It is New World Order. Is that what you are referring to here?
Okay.
And your question was, is the cabal part of the New World Order? Is that what it was?
No, it was Third World Order, meaning from another planet, the darkest of the dark.
Now we understand. Okay. To understand this, you must understand that the cabal and you are all one. Now, that may be a difficult idea for you to understand, but you all of us come from the same source.
Here they go.
We are all part of the same source. And those that have moved into what you call the cabal, what we call the dark forces now, are the ones that have moved in that direction, away from it, trying to, you might say, find the power of God within them, but not have to utilize in terms of service to others. In other words, going against the universal laws here. And of course, that is not possible, but it has been allowed for some time. So yes, they have come from other planets, other systems, all of this, just as you have. So that is what we mean when we say all are one, all are from the same source, the same prime creator. And they have gone off in a different path, just as you yourselves, each one of you at one point or another did the same. Each one of you has experienced the dark side, just as you have experienced the light side. This was demonstrated, of course, within your movies, the Star Wars movies. And it is very accurate, you might say, in many respects. And as to the second part of your question, we cannot give direct understanding of someone such as this that you are asking as to whether she is friends with cabal members or whatever, because we would not say that the one Obama, as you are saying, is a cabal member. He may appear to be, but he has played a role. And it is a very significant role that he has been playing all along. And we cannot say that he has played the role of the light any more than we can say he has played the role of the dark, because he has been on both sides and has played his role very well indeed. And you will find that in the times ahead here, in exactly what he was bringing to the table, you might say here. He is not what you think he was, but he had to play a part, just as the one now, the President Trump, is playing a part. He is playing a part to bring about the changes and the shifts that are in the process of happening now. And he is very important in this whole process here. Does this answer your question without directly naming that one that you asked about?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Hello, the one who serves. This is Rhea from the UK.
Hi, Rhea.
Hello.
Hello.
Love them. But there's two parts to my question. One of them was one which was just to back up the other lady just mentioned about Obama. Deep down inside of me, I've always felt, I was always on the fence thinking, I think he's a double agent. I think he's for the light and, I don't know, working with the dark, but for the light. He's a double agent, playing a very strategic player. And I've always thought that about Obama. So I've never really disliked him, never really liked him. I've always been on the fence of him, because there's a deep thing inside of me thinking, well, I really truly feel this being is actually for the light, but he's playing the dark at the same time. But anyway, that's what I thought on that one. But the second part of my question is, recently there's been a lot of, I'm quite perplexed because when we say everybody's ascending, I've heard it multiple times, but there's another group called Human Colonies. I can't remember their names, or the Holokulu group, and there's a young man, a gentleman called James and Max who do channeling just the same as our James and many others. But I've heard recently that these are members of Girk Thiknir, and that Girk Thiknir said that these people will not be ascending. Well, it doesn't. I'm very perplexed about that, and I like to see the good in everybody. And if they've got a bit of ego, they might need to put that in check with mastery. But I believe everyone's ascending, so I'm not too sure why these members from Girk Thiknir are saying this about these other human members. So I'm
first
a little perplexed. Maybe you can help with that. Thank you.
First of all, the terminology "everyone is ascending" that is not completely accurate. That is not everyone on the planet will be ascending, because many will choose not to. And there is also a understanding that there will be waves of ascension in terms of 1, 2, 3, maybe even more waves of ascension that will occur. And those of you that are being prepared here to be in that first wave of ascension, and also, of course, you have chosen to be in that first wave, most of you here, and you are going to have that opportunity to do so. And then once you have gone through this and are able to assist and come back, you might say, then you would be able to assist those in the second wave and the third wave and so on as it goes. Now, there will be those, of course, that will turn away from this. There will be those that will not turn to the light, and we already know many of those who are there going to be at this point. And there will be others, though, that will not understand and will not turn to the, will not allow themselves to move through the ascension either. And they will be the ones that will be, in many respects, relocated here. We're not going to say they're going to be relocated to another Earth, as some of your internet says, for that is not quite accurate as well. But they are going to be find themselves at a certain point that they cannot be here in this this ascension process here, because as the vibrations increase, if you don't increase with the vibrations, you will not be able to be here. So those of you, again, that are training here, working through, acclimating to these energies, will be able to continue to move ahead with these energies. Now, a caveat on this. We must add this. That is not to say that you can just sit back and let the world revolve around you here. You need to take an active part in your own ascension. This is where the mentors will come in when they are introduced here. Some of them already have been. Some of you already have mentors and are not even yet aware that you have them. But they are going to be there to assist you in moving through this process. There is going to be work involved. It is not that you can, as we say here, just sit back and all of a sudden now you are ascended. You need to go through various processes here. This is why many of you are having these ascension symptoms and all of this, because your DNA is being changed here, shifted, altered here, reconnected, you might say, and your pineal gland is reawakening and all of this. And you are continuing to go through these changes and these processes, this transition, as you are moving into this ascension process, or rather through this ascension process. Does this answer your question?
Oh, yes, yes. And, I was just a little bit perplexed about Girk Thiknir members, that's all. I don't know if you're aware of Girk.
Just as we would not directly speak to that person that was asked here just prior to your question, we're not going to relate to any particular group or anyone in that respect either. with certain exceptions. We have done certain exceptions with certain ones that you are becoming very much familiar with that are in the movement here working directly, such as the one that is Cobra, such as the ones that are Wilcock and Corey Good and others here as well.
So thank you. You cleared that up for me. Bless you. We love you. Bless you.
Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelei. How are you? I know you're great. Never mind that. I wanted to ask you a little bit about technique, like in terms of how we can best, you know, get ourselves to the place we need to be. So Vipassana type of practices that I've tried out, that they have us be this in this equanimous state or equanimity, right? Where we're not getting really excited about anything. We're also not having any repelling to anything. We're just like equanimous. And also, then you have there's another theory where, or school of thought, where we work with our emotions. And actually, the Pleiadian video suggests that we embrace our emotions and we say, where can this emotion take me and what can I do with these emotions? As you look at like that whole world of it, like how can we like sort of bring these two things together, you know, in a way of really empowering ourselves? Like, are there specific, can you give any light on that particular question?
First of all, we're going to say, we're going to take from the ancient wisdom here, you are already where you need to be. You ask the question, how can you get to where you need to be? And we would say you are already there. You are right where you need to be in the moment that you are there. Now, that is not to say, again, that there are not things that you can do. There are many tools that have been given you and many more that will be given you. And those tools will be directed to you, just as they are being now. If you are being guided to do certain types of things, such as work with crystals, work with energy, work with other aspects that are available to you that you have learned about, such as various kinds of meditations, out-of-body experiences, all of these kinds of things, and you are utilizing those, then you are following your guidance. That is not to say, though, that if you are not using any of those tools right now, then that you are not going to have the ascension or go through the ascension. Please understand that we are, as we say this one more time, you are right where you need to be. That is what you need to know at this point right now, because your higher God self, the source within you, is very much aware of you, certainly, and is guiding you along the way. And as long as you continue to allow this process, and even more importantly, as you are going through this, continue to surrender the old you and become the new you, as Saint Germain is giving here with the violet flame. Let the violet flame use this as a tool each and every day. Let the violet flame purge away all the old. This is a way of surrendering also to the source within you. Just a different tool to use here. But the source protocol that has been given you, the surrender protocol, rather, that has been given you, is also very important and can be very beneficial to most everyone here, if not everyone. Okay?
Yes, yes, thank you so much.
Other questions here? Very good question.
This is Linda.
Yes.
This is Linda. I have a question. I read on one of my spiritual sites not long ago that Saint Germain is actually embodied on Earth at this time. Can you verify that?
We can say that he is at times when he needs to be. At other times, he is not. Just as many of us are in similar situation. Although those of us in the one who serves category, you might say, are here in body and doing our thing, you might say, just as you are in your lives, although somewhat different in some ways here.
Uh-huh.
And those of you, those ones that you know as Yeshua, Sananda, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, all of these are in many respects in and out. They are not embodied, you might say. Saint Germain is not necessarily embodied as in reincarnated or anything of this nature, but he is here when he needs to be, can have a body at a moment's notice whenever he needs to. And he has done this many times. He has appeared to even ones of you that are on this call at this time. We are not going to say, of course, who they are. Those of you know who you are. And there is also planning to be a manifestation, you might say, at this next advance. This is what is planned here. And we will see how that goes for
reason. The reason I ask is I was just surmising in my own mind that perhaps he had been like a walk-in into our President Trump, and I didn't know if that was a possibility or not.
Oh.
Yes, he has overlighted him at times.
Okay.
Saint Germain is very involved, very much involved in the coming of the Republic. And
yes.
The shifts and changes that are happening here in this country.
That's
this is
wonderful.
His baby, you might say. So he is overlighting, just as he at times overlit the one Obama as well.
Well. Thank you for the answer. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I understand that since we're talking about Saint Germain, that he was there in Congress at the time the Nassar Law or Act was passed by Congress, just like he was there when the Constitution to the fathers, he was there to impress upon them on that Constitution. Is that correct?
Somewhat, yes. At the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, he was there in body at that time, and they could see him, and he was very much a part of that process. In the time that you are talking about, in the signing of the Nassar Act, he was there but not in body. He was overlighting, the same way that we spoke of here earlier.
Okay, thank you so much.
One Who Serves, I have a question about the different names of our planet. Lately, I've been hearing the term Nova Earth, and we're Novians, and also Gaians. And then I used to hear Terra was a name. My question is, are these new names as a result of the new ascension marker or part of the ascension process that we're undergoing concerning our third body to light body, 5D and above? That's my question. Thank you.
Many of these names that you are saying, some of them are ancient names that other civilizations, other races out there, you might say, are refer to those of you here as Terrans, as Gaians, etc. Gaia is the terminology for it's the soul that is ensouling this planet. As what you might call an archangel that is ensouling this planet. See?
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you. And another question I have for you is about going within. We have been reconditioning, or resetting our way of looking for our Creator outside of us, when actuality is always within us. And so going within is more and more where we are to reconnect with our source, our multidimensional self, you know, the nature, how we label it. Is that part of the going forward into the 5D body or the light body process, which has to do with the chakras, the additional chakras that are coming online, same with the planet and with all of us? Is that part of that monad self, which is also another term that I'm hearing concerning our multidimensional self? So that's just for clarification, could you help my understanding or our understanding about these going within? Thank you.
Yes. Certainly, as you're talking about going within, we have been talking about for a very long time with this group, with many other groups as well. This is something that is catching on, you might say, across the planet, where more and more are looking at the sense of God as being within themselves. Now, there are certainly those that have not come aboard on that respect, and that they think God is something outside of themselves and something that they can never be. But that is certainly not the case. You are each one God. We are all God. We are all the God source within us, all part of the great oneness, the great source, the prime creator. And as we are coming more and more to understand that, the more that you go within yourself, the more that you will come to remember that particular understanding. That is something that has been kept from you, held back from you. The various religions have done all they can to hold that back from your remembrance here, that you are God. And that is not a blasphemy. That is a old programming technique here that was used to keep you from remembering who you are. And the more that you come to understand that you are the source, very good. Are we unmuted or are we muted now?
Wow, that was a good stillness right there. I heard you. Thank you, oneness. Thank you, one who serves. Thank you so much for clarity.
Very good. Any further question? We need to release channel here shortly.
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
For my own understanding, can you explain a little further when you say someone is being overlighted or overshadowed? Saint Germain overshadowing.
Yes, it is simply a process of, from our point of view, you might say it is simple, maybe not from your point of view, but from our understanding, it is a simple process of one's consciousness coming over, not within so much, but coming over another and helping to guide that one's actions, understandings, etc. And this occurs in many respects, many times. It has happened. It certainly happened with Yeshua when he was going through what you would call his ministry. And those of the various ones overlit him at that time. Sananda especially overlit him. See? Even at times, this one that we speak through, as well as other channels that are available, are overlit at times to bring these messages through. Channeling directly is not overlighting, but it can be to a certain extent at times where this can be. And at those times, and in the coming advance, this is very, very possible that you will see this process in action here. There is an overlighting.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I got up this morning. I have had chemo and radiation. I'm in remission, and they removed my port. I woke up this morning, and I've had a bad tooth, but woke up this morning, one whole side of my face, I may have an abscess. I have been doing the command VP Stardust 3 times today. can I do this any more than three times?
Certainly, like anything, and first of all, it is command PB Stardust, not BP.
P is in Paul, correct?
Yes, first, yes. Then B, then Stardust. There is a reason for this, although we cannot give it at this time, but there is a reason for the sequence there, and you will come to understand that in the times ahead. As for your particular condition, that is something that is, as we are finding, it is a pattern. It is a program that has followed you into this lifetime, bringing about this particular need for these types of invasive therapies and things of this nature. And it is something that you are working through. And there will come a time, as long as you continue to believe, there will come a time where you will move beyond this current malady you are having here. The important point, though, is that you must believe that healing is possible. Not so much from the medical point of view that you are following here, but from healing within yourself. And the more that you can come to healing within yourself, utilizing energy healing from various sources, whatever you can come find here, and even to some degree, remembering your connection in the Atlantean times where you worked directly with crystals. Many of you, by the way, here have worked directly with the crystals in the past, those in the Atlantis times, and are very familiar with the connection of those crystals, the energies that they can generate. And these energies can be utilized to heal directly, working with the energies as you are doing in energy healing. Utilize the crystals. We are speaking to several here that are on the phone here and also here in this room that are working with energy. And we would say to find that particular crystal that you resonate to that will also amplify, and that is the terminology here, amplify those energies even more greatly than you are already doing. So for you, again, to ask this question, you are working with the medical end of things, and we would say to you, as you are working in that area, to find the healing within yourself, because that is where the healing comes from. It does not come from the doctors. It certainly does not come from the chemotherapy and these types of things, unless you firmly believe that it does. So it always comes back to belief, okay?
What type of crystal would you recommend that I get?
We would suggest to you, just as we did another time here, because we are not going to, we can guide you, we can nudge you, but we cannot give these things directly to you. But if you do some of your research, go on your internet and Google the crystals and crystal healing and this type of thing, and you will be led at that point, not only to the right crystal, but even to someone who may give some healing to you in this respect as well.
Okay, thank you.
Again, the prime word here is believe. That is the most difficult thing for those of you that are still trapped within the old programming to let go of here. You must believe in yourselves. Any other questions here now before we release channel?
I find myself in that batch because in the past, I believed blindly, cold-heartedly, and I tried the tools, I tried the technique, and Lord knows I tried. But then there were no results. So now I'm hesitant. Can you give some guidance, please?
What are the immortal words of Yoda? There is no try, there is only do. or not do. That is in your terminology here. You use several times. I tried. You cannot try. You can only do. Just as he tried, the Luke tried to raise the ship from the swamp. As he tried to do it, he could not do it. But as soon as he believed he could do it, he did it. That is the difference here. You cannot try, you can only do, or not do. Pretty smart, that one, Yoda. Sounds like one of our masters here. Sorry, Moses, maybe not the answer you were looking for, but you know how we operate here. Are you still there? He must really not have liked that answer.
One who serves in conjunction with Moses, question about the practice of it, the intent to do it, but also the belief, would we also still need to require the... Go ahead, Moses.
Any recommendations as to how to better do, because I am all out of ideas. Thank you.
You may be out of ideas, but your higher God self, the source within you, is not out of ideas. Trust, Moses. Trust. Trust, just like the real Moses did. He trusted. Did he not? Hold, please. Did he not trust? Did he not go up on the mountain and trust that he would receive guidance? Did he not take all of those across the deserts for years and years, trusting that they would be delivered? Did he not trust when they left the hold of the Pharaoh and took them from the slavery that they were in to freedom? He trusted. Just as you now, Moses, must trust. You must believe, find within yourself, and connect with your higher self. Surrender all the old programming that you have been listening to here. And the more that you do that, you will find that the answers will come. And they then, once you believe, they will follow, those answers will bring you to what you are looking for. But yet, as we find it, you do not know what you are looking for. That is the difference here. You have not really come to understand exactly what it is you're looking for. We would suggest that delve into that somewhat, and then come back and ask your question again. Okay?
Okay, I'm grateful. Thank you.
There was someone that said something here in the room.
Yeah, I was just going to say with that, I found if there's a reason I'm not healing or there's customers, clients I work with that aren't healing like they should be, it's usually because their higher self is still has a lesson within that. So I think you kind of covered that within that dis-ease they're feeling that they need to address the deeper issues, not necessarily just heal the disease itself, but actually go deeper into it, which I think you kind of already covered that, is, you know, going deeper in there and then coming back for the healing after you understand the reason for the,
that is correct,
the disease to begin with.
Yes, that is correct. Healing will never occur fully until the source is worked at here, as looked at and understood. Source of whatever it is that is coming through. And many times, it is a source that is coming from a past life memory, and it is only a memory. That is all past lives are just memories. They do not hold you unless you allow them to hold you. So if you can let go of those, the past source of whatever the malady is, whatever the disease might be, it can release the pattern for you. It is always simply a pattern that has followed you into this lifetime. Call it karma, call it whatever you want, but it is a pattern. And that pattern can be released anytime. Okay? We are needing to release channel now. As you continue on in these days ahead, and we emphasize days here, not so much weeks and months and years or anything, we're saying days now. In days, you are going to experience something beyond maybe what you were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Ready now, release here. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti,
be the one.
Love you.
Bless you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you. Gratitude.
I like that, Dave.
There you go.